Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Killing Time by Michael Joseph Mann is called a thriller of epic proportion, a fun and fulfilling ride. In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, anarchy and chaos rule. Dozens of foul play situations are reported as corpses are discovered in empty houses and buildings. Scores are being settled. A former assistant district attorney, Henry Xavier O'Grady, known to his friends as Irish Henry, is in the midst of it. With touches of international intrigue and romance, this mystery novel offers an alternative theory to the lingering question of the JFK assassination. Michael Mike Mann is an attorney and author who served as a dog handler, canine, during the Vietnam War. His first book, American Passage, The Class of 68, relates that experience. Michael has long been intrigued by the JFK tragedy and its connections to New Orleans, where the story unfolds in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. And Michael Joseph Mann, author of Killing Time, joins us on This Week in America. Mike, welcome to the program. It's a great pleasure to have you with us.
Good. Thank you very much.
What a great story you tell here on so many levels. I wanted to set the stage but not tell too much here and let you tell you what you can about the story. I love what you've done in Killing Time. The book is hinged on the JFK assassination. I mentioned your fascination with that. How do you recall this item, and why did you make this an important part of the story you were telling?
Well, it starts with Hurricane Katrina, when he left New Orleans in a state of chaos. The city is swamped with frequent discovery of corpses that showed signs of foul play, but an unusual crime scene at one of the few surviving hotels leaves him at a loss, and three victims have no fingerprints or a small case of weapons, and that sort of sets up the foundation for it as it folds.
It's just such an amazing story. It's fast-paced. It's so well-written. You'll enjoy reading a copy of this. The book is Killing Time by Michael Joseph Mann. If you're Googling Mann, is M-A-H-N. His website is michaeljosephmann.com. I have a link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, book at pageturner.us, Amazon, all of the usual places. Mike, the book is hinged at least in part on the Troubles in Ireland. Do you have any experiences there? Did you draw on some of those experiences for that part of the book?
Well, a little bit. I was over there one time in the 80s when they had the troubles going on between the North and the South, and I was there to visit some of my old relatives over there, and came in some of their troubles and seen, you know, people walking around with carrying machine guns and all that stuff, and it was a bit disturbing.
Obviously, a memory that has stayed with you, didn't it? That's a memory, you start describing it today, it's almost like you were there yesterday. It's that vivid.
Very much.
Michael Joseph Mann, M-A-H-N, is our guest on the program, talking about Killing Time. I mentioned, you know, you've been an author, but primarily an attorney, and you've done such a wonderful job with this book. Are you a writer? Where did this begin for you, this writing process?
Well, I've always been a writer, sort of but not really on a professional level, just as a more of an amusement of myself. I go back really all my background to my growing up in the grade school. I started was the first editor of a school paper there, and then in the high school I was a sports editor and really got on the focus of the sports, you know, scene, and that was my, you know, kind of my background of writing.
It's interesting. Sports, I'm sure in New Orleans, a lot of sports happening there, and writing it in high school. What happened to that opportunity? Was that something you thought maybe sports writing would be a career?
Well, it was until I had to go to Vietnam. Sort of my attitude changed a lot. I was more serious in outlook of what was going on in our country, and sort of made me, you know, waking up to a new, profession to look at. But not that the writing was a lesser interest, but it was just not my goal at that time.
It changed the lives of so many people. Our guest on the program, Michael Joseph Mann, M-A-H-N. His book is Killing Time, book available wherever books are sold. Michael's website is MichaelJosephMann, M-A-H-N.com. We've got that on our website, so you can link up there and go directly to Michael's website and get information on Michael and this book. Tell me a little bit about the varied background, and I ask that because I wonder if that came into play as you've got all these moving parts in the book, the Killing Time. What's your background, and then did you rely on a lot of that background to write this book?
Well, a little bit I did. I had some background in this, but it was more just a fun, inspiration. It was that was more the goal of it, not so much to tell a story about a person like a Henry Xavier, the main guy, Henry, and but he was, he was just a guy that gave me some, some motivation to pursue him with his, sidekick, the kid, he calls him, as they go through this story, and they just sort of have a lot of fun doing it in a way.
Well, and the reader has a lot of fun in reading it. Killing Time, I mentioned, a thriller of epic proportions, a fun and fulfilling ride. And talk about using that humor, fun along the way, and in balancing this out with so many of the gruesome aspects that come to life in this era in New Orleans after Katrina. You really needed to balance that out, didn't you? You did a wonderful job in bringing some humor into it.
Well, New Orleans was a perfect set of me. I'd been there several times and was just really enthralled with the beauty of the city, even yes. in the chaos of the of the hurricane just called it. But it was sort of a good place to start the book and take it off there.
With us, Michael Joseph Mann, author of Killing Time, book available the usual places, pageturner.us, Amazon, his website, michaeljosephmann.com. Mann is M-A-H-N. Talk a little bit about the research you had to do for this. Was there research that needed to be done to tell the story and to be accurate about the city of New Orleans?
Well, in some ways, yes, it was. But I hope that the city doesn't get a bad taste of being sent it out at the time as leading of the killing of people. But at the time, it was a tough city at that time, and the research going on to the Australian people come in the course of it, and as it gets later, and I had to do a lot of research on that, but before getting them involved.
People who have read the book and done reviews, excellent reviews for the book Killing Time, talk about the narrative and the pace. Talk about that. Sometimes authors get bogged down in narrative. They get bogged down in the pace. You move this right along. I can't wait to get to the next page as I'm reading this. You give us enough information. You hold our attention, and we can't wait to see what happens next. Talk about writing that style where you do the narrative, you establish the story, but you keep that pace up there where we really can't wait to find out what happens next.
Well, it's sort of a fun in a way, in that way that gets some people involved in this situation.
Yes.
And you put them in that contest going on, and let it go. Just let a each part piece and get involved in it and it gets interesting in that regard.
It certainly does. The book is Killing Time. Michael Joseph Mann, our guest on the program. Information on Michael and the book on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about the characters. The characters really seem authentic. I can picture these people as you're introducing them, and we follow them through the book Killing Time. Talk about how you went about developing these characters and make sure they're authentic characters, not cartoon characters, superheroes, but people that with flaws that we all can relate to.
Well, you know, the main guy is Irish Hindi, as he called, and he comes out of Ireland as a grown up, and he gets involved with the troubles over there, and he gets an escape over, came over to the United States by the setup was going on to get them to over into their and put them in the U.S. service to help him get a citizenship. And he changes and goes into law school and ends up in New Orleans. The other one is the kid who is the young guy growing up in New Orleans, and he was easy to identify with as a young man who was born with his father to see the visit of Kennedy and he had his little county camera in his pocket and was taking pictures. And all of a sudden he ended up taking a picture of a guy that was shot not Lee Harvey Oswald. And it leads into a lot of conflict ultimately with the CIA, which is, then it was just, not of research, but just a part of the book. It's fiction, of course. It turns out really with RFK now running his campaign, he brings it up that the CIA was involved. But those are some of the backgrounds of those two people.
It gives you a lot to think about in the JFK assassination. Happened so many years ago. Just read another story that somebody was questioning something. Did you get a chance to read any further in there? But from time to time, different ideas will pop up, different questions. And you address an alternate theory to the JFK assassination in the book, Killing Time. From a personal standpoint, when you look back on that, were you satisfied with the explanation, the Warren Commission, all of that, or do you still have questions?
I still have questions. I do. In fact, I think anybody that really considers it, the scoping of that at the time, and that they didn't finish their work in that, and probably for different reasons come in there at the professional level, probably at that regard. But anyway, that was just not the main story of the book, but it was a part of it, key part of it.
The book is Killing Time. Michael Joseph Mann, M-A-H-N, is our guest on the program and the author. I want to talk about the relationship that Xavier O'Grady has. It's interesting. He's really aggravated, isn't he, by what's happening in New Orleans and all the crime there. And this brings him to Father Flannery, who sort of hears his confession and counsels him through this anger and more bodies that seem to appear. Talk about that anger that's there. What's happening to New Orleans that he's seeing, and how it upsets him.
Well, you know, he was in the middle of it, of the depths of the when the hurricane hit, and he goes over to the cathedral there, his visited old friend that he had there had come over there many years ago. He knew him as a young kid growing up, and he went a different path than he did. And he has an encounter with him in a very touching manner. And he goes through the confession and all that, and seems to give him a different look on his life.
Killing Time, Michael Joseph Mann, our guest on the program. That's the book we're talking about. The book is an excellent read, available basically wherever books are sold. Send you to pageturner.us, amazon.com, and of course, Michael's website, michaeljosephmann, M-A-H-N.com. The book available, again, all those places, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Everybody loves the ending. Not going to give anything away here, but did you have that in mind as you began the writing process for Killing Time, or did this just sort of happen when you got to that part of the story?
It really sort of happened in its own way, and it was not a set goal from the beginning.
Well, you've got everybody talking, and they want more from you. What are you working on now?
Well, I'm working on a follow-up of it, and also had other books published. I did one about my Vietnam experience. Had that one, as they called American Passage, and it was more of just a personal life, my experience over there, and. But I've had some other, poetry books and different things that haven't been published. But I do it when I can, when I get time to break my legal problem, challenges, find my, there's a, fund to do that was,
Yeah, it sounds like a nice escape for you to get in this world and create and then share with all of us. Who are some of the writers that influence you? Maybe at an earlier age when you decided I would like to pursue this, or maybe now that you enjoy when their new books come out.
Well, I'll really like different ones. Going back to Ernest Hemingway was the first one, was just worshiped him. And now I like Daniel Silva. He's a very good writer.
Yes,
a very good. And that's one I enjoy to do. I'm reading some of his books over again. Actually, it's been over several years, and it's just so, it's such a joy.
Yeah, they're sometimes fun to go back to at your own pace and to read them after you've gone a few years, and it's like I didn't understand that, or I might have missed that the first time that I read the book. It's fun to go back and to be able to do that. One of the common mentions that people have in that have done reviews on your book Killing Time is that it seems maybe unbelievable that this could happen at first glance, but then you realize the day and age we live in today, it could actually happen. Talk about the believability of this, because it seems, that couldn't happen. And then you stop and think, well, yeah, it could happen. How did that enter into the writing of the book Killing Time, the possibility that this actually could exist?
Well, some of it is real. Statute of limitation doesn't exist, sort of in the troubles. But, people they've hopefully buried it and forgotten it, moved on with it. But people, when you have something that happens to you or a member of your family, you don't ever forget it, and it passes down from, through age to age. But and the one of the other ones, the other one was the kid's assassination attempt, was came out of the CIA deep circuit there was going on with them, and they came to come together at this time, and that's what the books got us started from.
Well, it's such a nice job you've done with Killing Time, Michael Joseph Mann. And a minute or so left in the program, you mentioned American Passage, and you can still find that if you go to Google it, go to Amazon or those places, American Passage, The Class of 68. Talk about the impact that writing that book had on you at the time and now. If you were to go back and write it now, would it be different than when you wrote it?
I think it's very true, and I've got a lot of people that call me time to time, because I've got a diary I keep in it also. It was in there and was on a day-to-day basis of what happened with my experience. And when you look back at it, and it's got some comments from more recent time, but it's just something that may be of interest to people that would have that interest in that interest, you know, that want to know the more of their history.
Well, it's all shared in American Passage, the class of 68. Boy, the time has gone by quickly. It's been such a pleasure to have Michael Joseph Mann, that's M-A-H-N, if you're Googling, on our program today. Talking about Killing Time, this book is a mystery novel, is doing so well, receiving rave reviews, book available at pageturner.us, amazon.com, all of the usual places, and Michael's website, michaeljosephmann.com. And if you're traveling, can't remember all of that, it's on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Michael, congratulations on the success of this book. We look forward to hopefully having you back in the program. Thank you for joining us to talk about Killing Time.
Thank you so much.
It has been our pleasure. Michael Joseph Mann, M-A-H-N, author of Killing Time, book available wherever books are sold, and, of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.